second which the state commission, which is mentioned in House of Lethbridge, following the first, which is Kimberly, the Indian, is the Mitzvah of Mila. He needs us more. Man, our dreams can see us with this moving here in him. Brings our Torah Klevo, the eternal covenant. The murder of him falls off of. The Machinoch says, we shall rush in Mitzvah Zoo. The roots of this Mitzvah. And never that this is all, and Misha Rosh and Mitzvah Zoo. Among the roots of the Mitzvah are these things that he wants to point out. And as we keep pointing out continually, there certainly are endless, endless roots to mitzvahs of which we are not aware of, because it depends on the intelligence of Hashem Yisbarach himself. But among those things are certain things that we can also appreciate. And they are the Fisherotza Hashem Yisbarach, with Goya Ba'om, Hashem Yisbarach's will was. That this people, that he has separated from all other nations of the earth, to be called his people. We are the Am Hashem. We are that people upon whom the Navi says, Bnei Kel Hoy, children of the living God. So this people, whom Hashem Yisbarach has separated from all other nations of the earth to carry his name, to represent godliness and divinity, he therefore wished to instill and to impress into this people an eternal sign in their bodies, not only in their souls but in their bodies, in their physical being. And Oishkahua assigned the Hadilon Mishara Ami to separate them bodily and physically from other peoples of the earth, the Tsuras Hufa, with the manner in which the physical being of the Jew differs from that of the non Jew. Kvoshei Mugdolin Mehim, the Tsuras Nafshaiso, just as they are separated and different from all non-Jews, from all peoples of the earth, in the form of their souls. They have other aspirations, and they have other kaplesim in life. So also shall they be separated bodily and physically by this ois. For we are a people, asher mutzo'om umoybo'om einenu shoveh. We are not like unto other peoples. And therefore, Hashem Yisbarach saw fit that we should be noticed even in the bodily structure of a Jew. Benikba ha-hevdeh, begonas ha-zoh, and this hevdeh, this ois, was placed in that organ of the body which is sibo le-kiyum hamin, which is the organ upon which there depends the being of man in that the first mitzvah of Piriyavariyah, to see to it that humankind continue, depends on this organ of the body, the organ which determines the fact of Zachus. And in that organ shall there be placed an Ois Kavua that makes it different, makes the Jew different from other peoples of the earth. In other words, this symbolizes the fact that from that organ from which there stems the continuity of Klal Yisroel as a people, in that alone we are different from others. The children that have to develop from age to age in Klal Yisroel, from generation to generation, must bear within themselves this differentiation between themselves and other peoples of the earth. This is one reason. Milvachi Yeshvei Tashlum Tzulas Aguf Kebeshio Mahu. In addition to the fact that with the meal, with circumcision, the bodily structure of the Jew becomes finished off completely, so to speak. As long as he is an Ore, as he has not been circumcised, he's not a Tomi, he's not fully completed. The Milo creates Tmimus in the Jew. This is the Jewish body. This is the Jewish physical structure. This chosen people, it was the will of Hashem Yisborah that the structure of this people come to a full perfection and be completely finished off. So why did he create them as muli? Why are they created areilim? And we are commanded to perform a mitzvah to take away the orle and become a tomim through mila, to become the huli. But he says the reason for that is rotzo lias ha'shlomo. It was the desire of Hashem Yisborah that this completion of the form of man shall be done al yidei ho'ol. This shall be done through man himself. Man must complete himself. Man must bring himself to perfection. He did not create him fully completed from birth. In order that this be a remes to him, a hint to man, just as he is the one upon whom there depends the completion and the fullness of the bodily structure of man, so also does it depend on him and him alone. He's not created perfect. It depends on man to perfect himself. Spiritually, to perfect yourself. By the deeds which he shall perform throughout life. When man becomes conscious of the fact that even in bodily structure, there is such a thing as completion and incomplete. And the incomplete man can be completed through man himself. It's given to him to create this completion, to create this fullness, this wholesomeness. You have to learn from this that it is within our power to complete ourselves spiritually. And this is the purpose of all mitzvahs. Hashem Yisborah didn't create us in perfection. He could have kept us up there for that. He brought us down into this world incomplete, bodily and spiritually, so that we should know that we have a duty to perform to bring ourselves to perfection. The purpose of man upon earth is to create that fullness, that wholesomeness, to live together with Hashem Yisborah. When is man fully completed? When does man reach wholesomeness? To the extent that we bind ourselves, that we attach ourselves to Hashem Elikeho, that we live lives that represent divinity. When someone looks at us, he can say that this is a celebrity. This man represents godliness. If this is the way to live, then a Jew becomes Tomi. Then he is completed. Then he is Tmimus with Hashem. Without that, he hasn't reached Tmimus. And this Tmimus takes place both in his bodily structure. For that we have been given a mitzvah of Milo. And it takes place throughout life, in all the life of the Jew, the hetzer, tulosim, the manner of living in which we live. And this does not necessarily mean that the deed that we have to perform is one of the tayag mitzvahs. But through the performance of tayag mitzvahs, we create a system of living whereby all that we do gains divinity. When one lives with Hashem Yisborah, so the process of eating, of drinking, of sleeping, all is part and parcel of living and being at one with Hashem Yisborah. Because the purpose of it all is, we are lacked to be dropped, as the Rambam points out. The purpose is, walk in his ways. Act as Hashem Yisborah acts. Mahurahu, apatoeinatu. Just as he is merciful, you should also be merciful. Mahu kodosh, apatoeinatu. Just as Hashem Yisborah is holy, and holiness means separated from the profane, from that which is unholy, so you also, man, strive to live a life which shall represent being separated from the profane. And that has to be done not merely when you perform a mitzvah. All of life has to be separated from the profane. The business world of a Jew who lives b'tminus is not only a world of hilchos hashem mishpat. It means that all that we live through, all manner of living in the world of business, must represent, he's a child of Hashem Yisborah. The table of the Jew, Shulchan Shalom, Zera Mizbeach. This is the altar. It is here that you will show to others that you are serving Hashem Yisborah. The manner in which you eat, Abrochet, to thank Hashem Yisborah for his goodness. You can't eat later like a rapson who's interested only in stuffing food into himself. The fact that a brocha was said prior to taking food in sanctifies the process of eating. The birkas hamazon following eating sanctifies the process of eating and of drinking. The whole world of brocha gives another concept to all of these physical interests of man. And in truth, all that is physical in the life of the Jew becomes spiritual in nature. That's what we mean when we say, Boni Matei, L'Hashem Elekeith. We are children of Hashem Yisborah. All that we do, all that we're engaged in, is part and parcel of being a son, a daughter of Hashem Yisborah.
If so much hangs on the mitzvah of Mila, why wasn't the corresponding mitzvah given for women, which represents
a you ask a very, very good question. And the Gemara says on that, Noshi, the mitzvah of Mila, upon a zohar, upon her own son, she kosher. Because the thing is, a goy can't perform the process of Mila, the mitzvah of Mila. Because he himself is not kosher to Mila. He's not a mo, he's a not. So the Gemara says, what's the din of Aisha? Is she kosher or not? And they go, she's kosher. The Gemara says, why is this so? How's it possible she's not kohuyah the milah? So the Gemara answers, no. Noshim kemandi mehiladam. They are circumcised. The fact that Klal Yisroel has been given a mitzvah of milah in the Zohar, upon whom there depends the kiyum amin, sanctifies the entire meaning. And it creates a Klal Yisroel that is a mohu, even though in this individual person a specific act of circumcision has not been performed. But you ask the question that's discussed by Chazal themselves, and we gain from that also an insight into the involvement of one Jew with another, that there is no such thing as every individual Jew living for himself. We exist individually to the extent that we are bound up one with another. It's one great Klal Yisroel. And that's what happened at Matan Torah, Vayichan Yisroel. Kulon ki ish echod v'levet. Not Vayichan Yisroel in the plural, but Vayichan in the singular. Kulon ki ish echod v'levet. All of this shishin ribay of Klal Yisroel took Torah as if they were one complete entity. And therefore, whatever takes place in Klal Yisroel is not an individual act. It's part of the Klal Yisroel life of the Jew. It's a very, very important fundamental, always to be conscious of and always to remember. It places a great deal of responsibility upon the individual for his fellow man to be worried about someone else also, not to be interested merely in yourself. And Baruch Hashem, in that respect, Klal Yisroel is down through the ages the example for all peoples. To worry about the next person, to be interested in your fellow man. To be conscious of the needs of others at all times and under all circumstances. Thus is Klausel. This is what Klausel represents. So we can have a concept specifically for Klal Yisrael of noshing without milah, kemande mehiladam. They are considered as if they had performed an act of circumcision, because the circumcision that is performed by those who are obligated to do so is not merely an act for the individual. It's part of the life of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Chinuch himself says here. Rotza Hashem Yisborach Leibroya Bo'om Asher Yivi. This every circumcision that is performed upon an individual is considered something performed in the people as a whole. Leibroya Bo'om Ois. This is a sign. Oisi Be'yivenechem. This is a sign. The Mila is a sign between Hashem Yisborach and his people. It's performed by certain individuals. Every mitzvah. The mitzvah of a kohen, which is incumbent only for a kohen, and yet it's part of the mitzvah. Aryat mitzvah of Klal Yisroel. Kohanim are part of Klal Yisroel. They're not set aside. And so the mitzvah of the kohen, the kedusha of the kohen, is the kedusha of Klal Yisroel. The dinim of melech that are incumbent only upon kings in Israel. These dinim are dinim of all of Klal Yisroel. All Bnei Yisroel Melochim. All Klal Yisroel are sovereigns. They are kings. And the kingship is seen through the individual of the Melech. But it is a kingship of an entire Klal Yisroel. The Gdusha of all of Klal Yisroel is specifically seen through the individual of the Kohen and the Levi. But it isn't merely Kedusha of Kohen, it's Kedusha of all of Klal Yisroel. The Milo, which is the Ois, the bodily Ois, to differentiate us from other peoples, is a Libeya Ois Bo'om Asher Yivneh. We are different as a people. How will we perform this Ois that differentiates us? That's for one individual to perform, for the zohar, for the male, not for the female. Therefore, since all mitzvahs are part and parcel of a Klal Yisrael concept, so noshim, women, although they are not obligated to perform it in themselves bodily, kemande behile damyon, it's as if they were circumcised, and they are considered muli, and therefore they can perform the act of mila, the mitzvah of mila, in the child who needs mila. There's no male to perform it. A woman is also kosher woman. That's what the Gemara says, the Gemara not the judge.
If the purpose were to create a unique physical Klal Yisrael, why did Avram, why was the model of Yishmael so that millions of Arabs today are physically no different than Klal Yisrael?
You should ask him more than that. Not why did he mow Yishmor? But not only Yishmor, but all the great Ture Avraham Avinu was commanded to bring into the mitzvah of meat. Because those who came from Avraham, Zera Avraham, even not Yitzchok, Zera Avraham, carried upon themselves this sign that they are attached to Avraham Avinu, just as an Eved who's in the possession of a Jew is obligated to mila, not because of himself, because Aisha is potter mila, doesn't have to perform mila. And Eben has to have mila performed upon himself because he belongs to the Jew. He himself, as such, is not part of the covenant. But he's part of the covenant through the fact that the other, the person who owns it, to whom he must serve as a slave, as an Eved Kna'ani, is a Jew. And that Jew is under the covenant of Avraham Avinu of a Bris Milah, which binds us with Hashem Yisborach. So all humankind that belongs to him must be brought into the Bris, not the Bris for the Eved, but that's the Bris of the Oded, that he's not to carry in his possession. Human beings that belong to him as humans, that's the difference between an Eben and a Pleiel. A Pleiel, a worker, belongs to himself. doesn't belong to the person to whom he's obligated to work, and that Eved belongs not unto himself. Ein nafshei knuyoi. He doesn't belong to himself, he belongs to the other. And if you are owner of over a possession of humankind, so, and you are part of a covenant, so you're not to have within your possession anything that's contrary to that. So the Eved as such wouldn't be obligated to Mila. And B'nai Keturah as such, and the B'nai Yishmael as such, would not be obligated to Mila. But the fact that they are part of Avraham Avinu, in reference to Yishmael, is different. Yishmael was a son of Avraham. And what Yishmael did later, not Bashir Hushom, and became a Roshe, Esav was also had to be called son of Yankin. And he later became a Roshe, so he's Esav. And yet, both Esav began. Esau is a brother of Yaakov, whether we like it or we don't like it. He's our brother. And who knows how terrible it would have been for Jews to live in a world of persecution had the persecutor been not an off Esau the Yaakov, but one who had no contact, familial contact whatsoever with us. The fact that we are given into the seat of a brother makes it, I think, a bit easier to go through all these goyas that we have been going through. And Esav is termed by Chazal a Yisroel Muma. He's not a goy, he's a Yisroel Muma. That's Esav. It's a Hogish man. But he remained a Yisroel. He's a son of Yitzchak Avinu. So he's a Yisroel Muma. He doesn't have the din. Esav didn't have a din of a goy. Married later with Goyish, so the children of Goyish mothers, Goyish mothers, so therefore they became Goyish. They didn't listen to Dr. Schindler, they became Goyish. You know, the bankrupt today, Reform Judaism has decided that you don't need a Torah, you don't need mitzvahs, so they lost the bank. They're going bankrupt in the worst way possible. So what's the solution to the problem? You take the non-Jewish world and you declare them to be Jews. And with that, we'll be saved for all of eternity. So you have to be such a fool not to be ashamed to speak such things. But why wonder? When one wanders away from Torah, so this is not the last shtus that will yet be heard from that camp. We heard much worse in previous years. And we shall hear much worse in coming years if Mashiach won't come before then. So let us not wonder about such things. This is what the world looks like when it's removed from Torah and it is removed from Shoroshei Mitzvah. When we are not rooted in Torah and in Mitzvahs, but we're rooted in other things, in the daily conveniences of life. What is
Could the Rosh Hashanah comment on the makor for the notion of Yisrael being determined by the mother exclusively?
It's a pasuk that we heard. So the mother, this is not something that we decided on. This is all pshukim in the Torah, Agadosh. Or in Kedushin, or in Yevames, where these pshukim are in the Torah. It's all biblical in nature. It's not rabbinic in nature. Only Schindler, who does know that it's biblical, because he doesn't speak English with a proper English accent, he still speaks with a foreign accent, Tavitish accent. So this fellow, who did know where it comes from, but it's more convenient to live like a goy, he has decided that we'll take the goyim and we'll declare them to be Jews, and we'll intermarry, and the more we intermarry, the more goyim we'll have, so the more we'll have to declare them for Jews, and we'll say, Glicklefem, that's in childhood, be the best thing possible. So we know that this is not the best thing possible. The best thing possible is mitzvah Hashem, or asher hivu. We are different from others. We are an ama nifchor, not just to talk about this, but because we have been chosen for mitzvahs, we have been chosen for great responsibilities that others are unable to carry. And we have been carrying these responsibilities down through the ages, from Avraham Avinu in Ur Kasdim until this present day, and we've gone through many, many Ur Kasdims. Auschwitz was a nice Ur Kasdim. Treblinka was also a nice Ur Kasdim. We've been going through those Ur Kasdims. down through the ages, and we are here to talk about it. And those who decided that it was a little bit too difficult and they wanted to be going are not here anymore to talk about it. That's the difference. We are still here to learn mitzvahs and to learn Torah. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we'll be the ones who will be the Kabbal Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, the name of Shiach Tzidkei. The final lesson that he points out here is again a fundamental in Yiddishkeit. Hashem Yisborach wants man to perfect himself. Hasitzoy al Hashem, certainly he could have created us totally perfect. But that's no purpose. The whole purpose of life is to reach perfection, to work for perfection. When are you worthy of reward? If you earn reward. How does one earn reward? By work. By work. Kavdu nesorikim al horazeh. Work for it. Serve him. Then you're worthy of reward. Then there's the world of schar ve'onesh, punishment and reward. Because it's up to us to decide what we want to do. Hashem Yisborach says, I place before you life and death, the good and the evil. Uvacharto b'chayim. Choose life. It's up to you to choose it. You're not forced to do so. We have the freedom to choose as we wish. Freedom of will. But Hashem Yisborach advises us, Uvacharto b'chayim. Choose the road that leads to life. You're free to do otherwise. And then Hashem Yisborach says, if you want to do otherwise, if you'd like the world to be governed by what you call natural course of events, you're free to do so, and I'll let the world move along in that manner. It won't be a world of God's will being performed, but a world of kidding. Mikilu, natural course of events. You want it that way? Take it that way. Well, this is what's happening today. A natural course of events. This is what historians keep telling us, that this is what runs the world. But just see what it looks like when it runs that way. You want it that way? Impatiently indicated. I'll deal with you in the same manner. You don't need me? Fine. Let's see what it's going to look like without me. So we see today what it looks like. Iran, Afghanistan. Things have become so bad that even America, what's in trouble, say, that the Russians are not good friends. Took them a long time to learn such a simple lesson. And who knows how long the lesson will keep up. More than just an Eberbite. Even America has come to recognize that the Russians have to be watched. Got to be careful with that. Was Aiva Shalandovich, and what England knew long ago, what the Asiatics knew long ago, now even the United States, the smartest politicians in the world, they have also learned what it looks like. But what is this world? This is the way you want things to look? Fine. Here it is. So now you talk about this natural course of events and that natural course of events, and everything is interpreted in that manner. And no one yet is talking about the fact that history is determined and divinely ordained. No one is still saying that. Not Aida Mining. But who's interested in Aida Mining? The politicians run a world without it. But that's the point that this world has. That's what it looks like. Rotzach Kodesh Boku, Hashem Yisborach wanted that a person should perfect himself. Realize that you're not perfect. Realize that something has to be done to make us perfect. And what are the things that are to be done? And Hashem Yisborach had mercy upon us. We would have been lost souls. We've been created and left here all on our own. and find how to perfect yourself. But it's been a terrible tediousness. Sashim is for us, had our hearts, and he gave us a favor. That was his great chesed. That was his great mercy. He gave us a system and pronounced in that system, here is the way you create perfection. You want to create a life that should be a Rembrandt in spirituality? Here it is. This is how you do it. But it's up to you to want to do it. If you don't, you're not forced. But realize ahead of time that it brings suffering. You suffer if you don't. And don't say that you weren't forewarned. You were told in Tehillim. You were forewarned that this is what life is. There are two ways and two roads. And it's such a thing that follows man from the day of birth until the grave. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was on the verge of death, said to his disciples, now, in this moment, I see two paths before me. He still saw two paths before him. As long as man is alive in bodily structure, he can never be sure of himself that he has created that perfection. Who knows what the next moment can bring with it? Yochanan Kehibov was a tzaddik 80 years. And after 80 years, he became an apikoros amin. No one can say, I'm sure of myself. There is no such thing. Shnei drochim lechona. Once you go through life, and there hasn't been anything remiss, and you arrive there, then one knows what he has done with life. But as long as one is still engaged in his body, as long as one still exists here physically, there is no such thing as saying, I'm sure of myself. I don't have to worry anymore. Shnei drochim lefona. And there isn't a moment in life when man is not bid. You have a duty to perform. You have to perfect yourself. You have to create perfection. And there's no end to perfection. Perfect means no end to it. Just as there's no end to Hashem Yisbarach, Ein Soif. If perfection means to be like unto Hashem, Seven Elikim, that man should represent divinity. So just as Hashem Yisbarach has no end, he's infinite, so also are the opportunities of man for perfection infinite in nature. There's no end to it. Some are blessed with reaching what they had to reach in a short period of time. Others are granted longer periods of time in this world. But there's no time to waste. There's no time for what is called here today in our day and age, relaxation. Stop pushing. Empty life. A day that goes by empty. There is no such thing. No such thing whatsoever. Every moment has to be ordained for a purpose. Every moment has to be used. And when it's used properly, it aids man in attaining spiritual perfection. This lesson that he's to learn from Mila. Just as Mila Hashem Yisbarach said, is to create bodily tmius. And he did not create us with that tmius. He wanted us to create that tmius within ourselves. So we must learn from this that it is given to man himself to create personal perfection. And the perfection of every individual is part of the perfection of the whole of Klal Yisroel. All of us striving together create that atav hatonu we call for am. It's a common goal of all united with each other. It's then that we feel that we are performing our duty as B'nai Keil Chod. As B'Sholem, the one who lives only for himself, removes himself from a cloudy soil. He removes himself from a cloudy soil. He got a very, very hard job to be able all alone to reach perfection. We reach perfection by the given faith of all of us together. So we always have to appreciate the fact that we're members of one cloud, with all the differences that may arise within us. If we guide ourselves in this manner to perform mitzvahs together as an am hanifcho, to live a life that is not determined by convenience, but is determined by the will of Hashem Yisbarach. And this is, I repeat this over and over again, this is very important to remember, because there are so many of us who consider themselves Torah Jews, mitzvah Jews, and it is not so. A mitzvah Jew is one who realizes that there is a mitzvah, that there is one who commands, that I must do things the way he commands, whether I will agree with it personally, whether I like it personally or not. If I do it, I will in time learn to appreciate it. We live today in a mitzvah world, in a world where there are Jews who call themselves mitzvah Jews, but they have decided which are the mitzvahs that are good for us to perform, and which are the mitzvahs that are only chumras, unnecessary strictures that don't bind every Jew, even though they're written in the Torah, even though it's part of Shulchan Aruch, not binding upon me. It's a chumrah. This attitude is one of the things that destroys the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael. There could always be differences of opinion in Klal Yisrael. There was a Bishamai and a Bishino. There was a Rameya and a Yehuda. Always. Always. There was a Ramo and a Bishakara. That's the life of Torah. But when all is projected towards the will of Hashem Yisrael. But if it's projected towards my will, projected towards my convenience, and what is not convenient for me, or what my poor intelligence shall decide, that this is not logical, and therefore I needn't perform it, yet I should consider myself a mitzvah Jew, a Torah Jew, that's destructive in the life of Klal Yisrael. So when we learn mitzvahs, this is one of the prime lessons that we're always to take home with us. Shoroshei HaMitzvah, the Chinuch tries and attempts to give us an approach to a mitzvah that will create some form of appreciation on our part for the beauty of the mitzvah. But whether we feel it or not, the mitzvah is a mitzvah because kach tzivani habayr yisbor. Because Hashem Yisborach said it has to be done. Shulchan Aruch says it has to be done. And if that has to be done, it has nothing to do with my convenience or with my understanding. My understanding is merely to the extent that I'm also commanded to try to understand it. I'm also commanded to try to appreciate. That's also mitzvah Hashem. Don't take mitzvahs blindly. Try to understand. But if it's beyond understanding, if it's beyond your grasp, realize at all times that what Hashem Yisborach has said is not for his benefit. He needs not mitzvahs for himself. It's for the benefit of man. And whether we understand it or not, it's good for us. Just as a child must grow to understand that whether he understands the will of his father or of his mother or not, he must perform that will because daddy and mommy want it to be done for my good. They don't have to have it for themselves. They want me to grow into a mensch, and therefore they're telling me that this is what discipline means, and it has to be done. Later in life, when he's going to become a daddy, and she's going to become a mommy, so she'll see retroactively, this is what daddy meant, and this is what mommy meant, because it can't be otherwise. That's what happens also with mitzvahs. He's a good daddy, as she was called. Ob Rachman, he's a merciful father, and he means only goodness for us. Sometimes we don't understand what's good about it, but whether we understand or not, it's got to be done. this is what mitzvahs were. And when a Jew performs mitzvah, this type of appreciation, then he begins to feel what he's telling us here, that the purpose of all mitzvah is to create human perfection. Without it, we are imperfect. And it was left for us to create that perfection. This is the greatness of man. This is not his smallness. This is what makes us great, that Hashem Yisborah gave us the power to be able to create human perfection. Let's strive for it. Let's attempt to reach that pinnacle. And the closer we come to it, the greater our happiness in life. Anyone who goes through a life of mitzvah can always attest to that fact. The Shema Shabbos Kiel Kosei knows what Menuchas HaShabbos means, can understand what Menucha means, can understand what rest means, the vast difference between what is called relaxation in the modern world and what the Menucha of a Shabbos means. Two separate worlds completely. Mitzvah, the world of mitzvah. Let's strive for it. Let's attempt to live in that way. And the closer we come to it, they said Hashem Yisborah, the closer we'll come to lahashlim es atzmei behechshav u'leisho, to perfect ourselves through proper deeds and acts throughout life. Next week we'll be learning the mitzvah of Tiranosh. There are not too many mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis. The next mitzvah is going to be Tiranosh. The tiny mitzvah there also. Beautiful timing that the Chinuch attempts to give us for appreciation.
What is the halacha if a Jewish man marries a non-Hebrew woman and then decides he wants a son? Is there any?
No, he has to be Megaya. If he's not Megaya, he wants a goy to be a mohul, the male is not allowed to be mal. We're not permitted to perform bila on goy. They're not mitsubi in bila, it's not our business to be mal goy. And if someone tells you it's unhealthy, and therefore you have to do it because of health, tell him he's a lot of bunk. Go in and live long lives without Mila also. You perform Mila because for us, we need it for life also. There's a difference. I don't know, did I ever mention Sanseka? A very, very fundamental Sanseka. In reference to medical experiments. Medical experiments are made upon rats, and they're made upon non-Jews. And then you use it as a medicine for Jews. So the Sanhedrin says you can't do that, because the physical structure of the physical structure of a Jew is totally different from that of a non-Jew, even though we have the same amount of physical organs. We are a different physical structure, and what will work for the non-Jew can work against us, and what will work for us can work against him. You can't rely on these medical experiments, and certainly you can't rely on an experiment performed on a rat to say that it's going to be good for humankind. And all of medicine is built around that. So he says in a tshuva, in a response, don't be surprised when it works the opposite way around. And specifically in reference to the Jew and non-Jew, he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. Shiny apple, the apple shkotzim ulushim. Goyim are permitted to eat that which we are not permitted to eat. They're permitted to eat crabs and everything else. So therefore, their physical structure is different from ours. They have different fats, they have different heat in their bodies, and their temperatures are controlled completely differently than the temperature of a Jew. That's a Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos. Shiny akum de hovi gufayu de achli shkotzi muramoshi. The Jew who's not permitted to eat shkotzi muramoshi has a different physical structure, although he has the same organs, seemingly, as the non-Jew. He has a different physical structure. The spiritual life of the Jew changes his physical nature, and you are not therefore to rely on medical experiments performed on non-Jews to say that if it's good for him, it's going to be good for me. That may be an answer to a lot of things that take place in the world of medicine today, where people are being killed rather than cured because it worked on somebody else. It worked on somebody else, but it doesn't mean that it's going to work on Abella. It's not going to work. It worked on Ivan, but it won't work on Abella. That's something that you always have to remember. This is one of the most important things, and this is part of this theme today. You have to be mashlim haguf, and from that you have to learn hashlomas hanefesh, and it interacts one with the other. It's not two separate worlds. The hashlomas hanefesh of the Jew creates a totally different physical structure in the very same organism of the Jew. And so a Jew talks about hayag mitzvah, so he talks about ramach mitzvah sasei, you have ramach evorim. We have resh men ches evorim, physical organs. To us, the physical organ of the bodily structure, that's a mitzvah. There's an interaction between the mitzvah and the physical organ that corresponds to it. Shin samach hei mitzvah loy sasei, keneged shin samach hei gidi. That's the amount of the gideon, the nerve structure, with all the cells that go into it, that bind up the various organs and control their movement. Moses said for that. So every gideon, every nerve in the Jew is a Moses. It's a different outlook upon man. It's a different outlook upon humankind. Even when we decided to set up a little class in the study of mitzvahs, we're studying more than mitzvah alone. We're studying human nature. We're studying humankind. We're trying to understand what is this individual called Jew? What is this body of people called Klal Yisroel? What makes them tick? What is this all about? That's what we're learning when we study mitzvahs, with the timing of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Chinuch.